ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः अर्जुन उवाच ज्यायसि चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे माम् नियोजयसि केशव व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिम् मोहयसीव मे तदेकम् वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम् श्रीभगवानुवाच लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानाम् कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम् वी हेव् सीन् द लिटरल् मीनिङ्ग्स् एण्ड् दि अन्फोल्ड्मेण्ट् आफ् द वर्स् वित् रेफरेन्स् टु आदिशङ्करोपनिषदस् कमेण्ट्री हियर् The doubt has been clarified. Now we have to enter into the fourth verse. What was the final understanding we had? There is no way of combining jnanam with karma as a means of attainment of moksha. The simultaneous combination of jnanam and karma is not possible at all. And sequentially, karma and jnanam can be combined. We understood all that. In fact, why they cannot be combined? We understood very clearly. Because the discipline of jnana yoga prescribed for a sankhya is dependent on completely a different mental makeup. Is requires a different mental makeup. A Sankhya is actually a sannyasi. Whether Vidvat sannyasi, one who has understood the truth, or who has renounced everything for the sake of knowing the truth, in order to commit oneself totally to the pursuit of jnanam, for the sake of knowing when a person announces he is a Vidisha sannyasi, and even for such a person, jnana yoga has the discipline. And even if a person is not even a sannyasi, still, even if he is in the grihastha ashrama or any other ashrama also, if a person has puna vairagyam, total dispassion towards all artha kama dharmas, his passion is only for jnanam, then even if he is not a sankhya, he is a sankhya. A person goes sannyasa mentally. So mental makeup of the person for whose sake the discipline of jnana yoga is prescribed is completely different from the person for whose sake the discipline of karma yoga is prescribed. Therefore, there's no way of combining these two disciplines simultaneously. Because the two disciplines have different purposes and prescribed for the people of two different mental makeup. We understood all this. We have to enter into the fourth verse. And the fourth verse has a beautiful beginning. And Bhagavan presents this fourth verse for two important purposes. What Bhagavan is going, we have already seen when we read the Moola Grantha. What is being said by Bhagavan in the fourth verse is for two different reasons. One reason is elimination of Arjuna's worry. What is the worry? We'll see soon. And second is why Arjuna is expected to follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. Two different reasons. For these two reasons, Bhagavan presents what his presence in the fourth verse. So Shankara Bhagavatpada very carefully introduces the fourth verse. Why he introduces very carefully? It is very important for a Bhashyakaraha, a commentator, to introduce each and every verse very thoughtfully. Because this introduction of the verse will help us understand the connection with the previous verse. What is said in the previous verse and what is being said in the following verse? To understand the connection between these two, the subject matter of both verses, the preceding one and the following one, the introduction to each and every verse is very useful, very important. So it's not simply writing the commentary on the words alone. It's introducing each and every verse is also very important. Now, why does Bhagavan say what he says in the fourth verse? Let us read the fourth verse and come back to the introductory bhashyam.
Nakarmanamanarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gachati nakarmanamanarambhat naishkarmyam purushoshnute nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gachati. So karmanam anarambha means non-beginning of actions, non-beginning of rituals, non-commencement of actions or rituals is karmanam anarambha. So non-commencement of actions or rituals means non-performance of rituals or actions. So anarambhat means as a result of non-beginning of rituals, non-commencement of rituals and actions, purushaha, a person, naishkarmyam na ashnute, a person does not attain mokshaha in terms of actionlessness. We have to remember here, karmanam arambhatapi. So performance of actions, as a result of performance of actions also, a person does not attain moksha. So performance of actions or non-performance of actions does not help a person attain moksha. But we know very well, performance of actions, duties, rituals,
in terms of Panchamahayagyas, are living a life of karma yoga, performance of actions and rituals with proper attitude as yoga, in due course of time will contribute for the mental preparation. Thereby a person will become eligible to be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Thereby he can attain Jnanam and discover Moksha. So karma converted into a discipline with proper attitude and dharma becomes an indirect means, we know. Sanyasanat eva siddhim na samadhigacchati. So, already having taken up the rituals or duties, giving them up, simply dropping those actions, renouncing them also, by renouncing also, a person does not attain success. Siddhim na samadhigacchati. This is the literal meaning. We are going to see the elaborate meaning with the commentary later on. Okay, now let us go back to the introduction. How does Shankara Bhagavatpada introduce this verse? Let us see here. So, this verse, Mamcha, Bandhakarane, Karmani Eva, Niyojayasi. Mamcha, Bandhakarane, Karmani Eva, Niyojayasi Iti. Vishanna Manasam Arjunam Alaksha Bhagavan Aha Nakarmanam Anarambhat Iti. So Bhagavan said what he has said in the fourth verse. Alaksha, keeping in mind Arjuna. Keeping in mind Arjuna means what? Thoroughly understanding Arjuna's mental condition. Arjuna, what was going on in the mind of Arjuna? Arjunam alakshya. Considering Arjuna, remembering Arjuna, understanding, having his focus on Arjuna with his thinking in the mind, Bhagavan said, na karmanam anarambhat iti. Okay. Kidrusham arjunam alakshya. So, thinking of which Arjuna did Bhagavan present the teaching in the fourth verse. Vishanna manasaha arjunaha. Arjuna was not very happy then. Vishanna manasaha. Vishannam manaha yasya. Saha vishanna manasaha. Arjuna was worried minded. Arjuna was with the mind with the worry. Worried minded Arjuna was vishanna manasaha. Vishanna manasam arjunam alakshya. Totally recognizing Arjuna with his mental problem, mental condition, that he was highly worried. Vishanna manasam arjunam. He was highly worried. Vishanna manasam arjunam alakshya. Okay. What was the reason for his worry? Why he was Vishanna manasaha? Arjunaha kimartam Vishanna manasaha asit. Mamcha bandhakarane karmani eva niyojayasi. Arjuna's worry was that Bhagavan appointed him, Bhagavan expected him to be engaged in the karma. Which is the cause of bondage. Bandha karanam karma. What is karma? Our karma binds. Bandhasya karanam karma. பந்தஸ்ய காரணம் கர்ம, பந்த காரணம் கர்ம. எனி ஆக்ஷன், எனி ரிச்சுவல், ரிலிஜியஸ் ஆக்டிவிட்டி, சேக்ரட் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஆர் செக்குலர் மண்டேன் ஆக்டிவிட்டி, எனி ஆக்டிவிட்டி பைண்ட்ஸ் அ பர்சன். பிகாஸ் கர்ம இஸ் அ ப்ராடக்ட் ஆஃப் இக்னரன்ஸ், இட் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆஃப் ஒன்ஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆஃப் இன்அடிக்வசி சென்டர்ட் ஆன் ஐ. நேச்சுரலி எனி கர்மா இஸ் இக்னரன்ட் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, இக்னரன்ஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட்லி, part of ignorance, and being part of ignorance, and as per the law of karma, karma also produces results. No karma ever can go without producing a result. Result has to be exhausted. So here, karma bandha karanam karma. We have to remember every word is very important. Karma bandha karanam, பந்தஸ்ய காரணம். நோ ஆக்ஷன் எவர் கோஸ் வித் ப்ரொடியூசிங் ரிசல்ட். ஆக்ஷன் டஸ் ப்ரொடியூஸ் த ரிசல்ட், அந்த ரிசல்ட் ஆல்சோ கெனாட் பி எஸ்கேப், ரிசல்ட் ஹேஸ் டு பி எக்ஸாஸ்டட். அண்ட் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் த ரிசல்ட், அண்ட் ரிசல்ட் டேக்ஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் டைம் டு ஃப்ரக்டிஃபை. ஸோ ஆல் ரிசல்ட்ஸ் கெனாட் பி எக்ஸாஸ்டட் இமீடியட்லி, தேர்ஃபோர் ரிசல்ட்ஸ் வில் கெட் அக்யூமுலேட்டட். In order to exhaust the accumulated results, one has to be born again. This is how karma contributes for bondage. Karma binds. Karma bandha karanam. Karma bandhasya karanam. And now, when Bhagavan, in the previous chapter, Bhagavan, made it very clear, Arjuna understood already, Bhagavan prescribed two different disciplines. Again, in the previous verse, the third verse also, Bhagavan made it very clear, two different disciplines have been prescribed for two people of two different committed lifestyles. He understood very well. And he also understood Jnana Yogaha is for the attainment of knowledge. Karma Yogaha is for the preparation, mental preparation required for the attainment of Jnanam. It's very, very clear. So Arjuna, if both disciplines have been prescribed, Arjuna was worried that he was asked to involve himself in binding karma, in karma which binds. He was asked to involve himself in the binding karma. Arjuna is thinking, why does Bhagavan, hey Krishna, Mam Bandhakarane Karmani Evan Yojayasi, you appoint me, you engage me in the action only, the action which binds, which causes the bondage. In direct speech, sentence is in present tense. மாம்ச பந்தகாரணே கர்மணி ஏவ நியோஜயசி. ஹே கிருஷ்ணா, யூ எங்கேஜ் மீ, யூ இன்வால்வ் மீ இன் திஸ் ஆக்ட் ஆஃப் ஃபைட்டிங், இன் ஆக்ஷன் ஓன்லி, அண்ட் விச் ஆக்சுவலி காசஸ் பாண்டேஜ். வை ஷுட் நாட் பகவான் tell me to be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga? Iti Vishanna Manasaha Arjunaha. Arjuna was worried. This is the reason for Arjuna's worry. In spite of having beautifully presented two different committed lifestyles, talking about two different disciplines, and having made it very clear Jnana Yoga, the discipline for the Sankhyaha. Karma Yoga is for the yogis. Why does Bhagavan engage? Why does Bhagavan engage me, involve me in the binding action? So this Bhagavan's expectation of Arjuna to be engaged in karma makes Arjuna vishanna manasaha, worried minded. Then, or what Arjuna is thinking actually, Arjuna was not interested in doing karma because of his attachment. What was his attachment? His happiness was, Arjuna was very much dependent on not killing his people for his happiness. He thought after killing them, he would be unhappy. He did not know, he did not have anything, he did not have any knowledge of Atma. If he had knowledge of Atma, then there wouldn't have been problems. Of course, like even though Arjuna was highly brilliant, intelligent, high person of dharma, highly brave, and known for his personality, known for his wisdom, knowledge, and worldly wisdom, still Arjuna lacks Atma Jnanam. Therefore, what? Arjuna was very much attached. Arjuna's attachment was because of his ignorance. And because of his attachment, the raga, ajnanat ragaha, ragat shokaha. Now his grief itself, Arjuna's grief itself was because of his attachment. Attachment is because of his ignorance. Ignorance caused delusion. So Arjuna was thinking that he would not begin to do anything. Karma na arabhe iti evam manvanaha asit. Karma na arabhe iti evam manvanaha as Arjunaha. Arjuna was thinking in his mind that he would not do any karma. He would not begin to do, means what? He would not perform action. Karma na arabhe iti evam manvanaha asit. Arjuna was thinking in his mind that he would not do any karma. I do not do karma. I do not begin to do. I do not begin any action. Aham karmana arabe. I do not begin any action. Thus, in this manner, Arjuna was thinking. Arjunam karmana arabe iti karmana arabe iti manvanaha asit. Such Arjuna. Karma na arabhe iti evam manvanam arjunam alakshya bhagavan aha. So Bhagavan presented the teaching in the fourth verse, considering Arjuna, what was going on in his mind, that he was worried minded, that why should Bhagavan engage him in by action which caused bondage. And also Arjuna was thinking in his mind that he would not begin an action. He was unwilling to do anything. Such Arjuna, Bhagavan thought of such Arjuna, so he was thinking in his mind. Bhagavan presented the teaching. It means Arjuna, Bhagavan wanted to relieve Arjuna of his worry that why he was expected to be involved in, engaged in binding karma instead of being asked to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga for Jnanam. Because Arjuna knew very well karma yoga as an indirect means of attainment of Jnanam is an indirect discipline. It is inferior when compared to Jnanam. And Jnana Yoga is the direct means of attainment of Jnanam. Therefore, it is more exalted discipline. Even though both disciplines are very important, between both, this both have to be followed by everybody sequentially. Between the two, Jnana Yoga is definitely more exalted because it is a direct means of attainment of moksha. Between the two, why was Arjuna asked to follow the discipline of karma yoga, which is only an indirect means, which is only a secondary discipline, which is an inferior discipline? Why he was not asked or expected to be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, the more exalted and much greater discipline? This was his worry, so Bhagavan wanted to relieve Arjuna of such worry. Now also Bhagavan understood what Arjuna was thinking in his mind, that he somehow wanted to escape from the act of fighting also. He thought if Bhagavan suggested that he would be given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga, then he could have avoided the very act of killing. So he wanted to avoid that. He was thinking in his mind that he would not begin any activity. I mean, he would not perform action. He was thinking of following the discipline of Jnana Yoga. That's the idea. But Bhagavan was very clear, even though he prescribed two disciplines for people of two different committed lifestyles, but Bhagavan very clearly said that Arjuna should do his duty, which means Arjuna was expected to be given to the discipline of karma yoga only. Therefore, Arjuna was worried. Arjuna was vishanna manasaha. Therefore, vishanna manasam karmana arabe evam manvanam iti evam manvanam arjunam alaksha bhagavan aha. This is the first reason why Bhagavan presented the teaching in the fourth verse. Okay. Now, so Shankara Bhagavatpada does not stop with only one reason. He gives another reason also as an introduction. Look at the next reason I read here. Athava. Athava means what? Or else. Jnana karma nishtayoho paraspara virodhat. Maybe this is the reason. This is another reason why Bhagavan presented the teaching in the fourth verse. Jnana karma nishtayoho paraspara virodhat. Jnana karma nishtayoho paraspara virodha asti. There is mutual contradiction between jnana nishta and karma nishta. Jnana nishta here means jnana yoga. Karma nishta means karma yoga. between these two disciplines, karma yoga and jnana yoga, there is a mutual contradiction. What is contradiction? Contradiction means what? They are opposed to each other. Means the both disciplines have to be followed by people of two different mental makeup. Therefore, they cannot be followed simultaneously by one person. Therefore, they said to have paraspara virodha. Jnana karma nishtayoho paraspara virodhat. Yekena purushena, by one person himself or herself, yugapat anushtatum na shakyate. It is not possible to practice both disciplines simultaneously by one person because they are opposed to each other, that they are meant for being followed by people of two different mental makeups. Mental preparation. It is said, yekena purushena yugapat anushtatum ashakyatve sati. Ashakyatve sati. When these two disciplines being opposed to each other, they have the status of not being followed by one person simultaneously. Yekena purushena yugapat anushtatum ashakyatve sati itaretara anapekshayoho eva purushartha hetutve prapte. Therefore, itaretara anapekshayoho eva purushartha hetutve prapte. What happens when there's a possibility of misunderstanding? What is the part of misunderstanding? They both are itara itara anapekshayoho. These two disciplines are independent of each other. Discipline of Jnana Yoga does not require Karma Yoga. Or Karma Yoga does not require Jnana Yoga. These two disciplines are independent. They independently have the status of being the means of attainment of Vokshaha. This is the misunderstanding. There's a pause. This is the misunderstanding. What's the misunderstanding? These Bhagavan did prescribe both disciplines, Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Bhagavan did very clearly state that these two disciplines had to be followed by people of two different mental makeup. Therefore, and they cannot be followed simultaneously by one person. All this Bhagavan made very clear. Still, now the third, what Bhagavan said in the third verse can contribute for such a doubt. Doubt on the, not only on the part of Arjuna, doubt, such a doubt is possible for any Vedanta student who is given to this study. May not be for all students. Definitely, most of the students may have this doubt. Two disciplines cannot be followed by one person simultaneously. Yekena purushena yugapat anushtatum na shakyate. It is not possible to follow both these disciplines simultaneously by one person. Because there is paraspara virodha is there between the two. Therefore, itara itara both are important also.
which means itaretara anapekshayoho eva purushartha hetutve prapte. If the doubt arises, what is the doubt? Without requiring the other, itara anapekshayoho eva. Both have the status of being the means of attainment of the goal. Purushartha hetutvam. Both karma yoga has purushartha hetutvam. Jnana yoga has purushartha hetutvam. So both have purushartha hetutvam. Means what? Both have the status of being the means of attaining the goal moksha. But how? Itara itara anapekshayoho. So without being dependent on the other, independently, both have the status of being the means of attainment of mokshaha. Such a doubt is possible on the part of a student. Such a doubt is there on the part of Arjuna. Such a doubt is possible for most of the students of Vedanta because Bhagavan prescribed both disciplines here. Such a doubt is possible. Such a doubt, if such a doubt comes, that doubt has to be clarified. And what should be the, how should the doubt be clarified? That is given in the following sentence. Shankara Bhagavatpada himself assumes such a doubt on the part of Arjuna. The doubt is there also. As much a doubt on the part of any Vedanta student, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself presents the doubt and he himself clarifies the doubt also in the following sentence. Look at this, very beautiful answer here. Karma nishtayaha jnana nishta prapti hetutvena purushartha hetutvam na swatantriyena. First he makes it very clear. Karma nishtayaha swatantriyena purushartha hetutvam nasti. Karma nishtayaha means what? Karma yogasya. The discipline of karma yoga does not have the status of being the means of attainment of the goal independently. Karma nishtayaha purushartha hetutvam swatantrena nasti. Karma nishtayaha purushartha hetutvam nasti swatantrena. The discipline of karma yoga does not have independently the status of being the means of attainment of the goal, ultimate goal, moksha. Attainment of jnanam, knowledge and moksha are identical. Karma yoga cannot remove ignorance. If a person is given to the discipline of karma yoga, what can karma yoga do? Karma yoga can only help a person have fourfold qualifications. Sadhana chatushtya sampatti can be attained as a result of living a life of karma yoga. A person can have vivekaha. A person can discover vairagyam. Karma yoga will enable a person to discover viveka vairagyam. Karma yoga will contribute for adequate intellectual sharpness and emotional stability. Thereby, karma yoga can contribute for the mental preparation of the person that he would be eligible to enter into the discipline of jnana yoga. He will be eligible to follow the discipline of jnana yoga. So, to be eligible to follow the discipline of jnana yoga,
to have the contemplative mental disposition, karma yoga can help. Therefore he says, karma yoga karma nishtayaha purushartha hetutvam swatantrena nasti. Independently, karma yoga by itself cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, it cannot independently be the means of attainment of jnanam, which is moksha. But jnananishta prapti hetutvena purushartha hetutvam asti. Jnananishta prapti hetutvena, but karma yoga has the status of being the means of attaining the jnana yoga. Karma yoga has the status of being the means of the attainment of jnana yoga. Means what? Karma yoga can help a person in terms of preparedness, that he would be eligible to enter into the discipline of jnana yoga. Thereby, karma yoga becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Karma yoga not sakshat jnana sadhanam. Karma yoga is paramparyena jnana sadhanam. It is an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, which is moksha. It cannot be independently the means of attainment of the purushartha. So, whereas jnananishtha karmanishtha upaya labdhatmika sati. And what about jnananishtha? What about the jnana yoga? The discipline of jnana yoga here known as jnananishtha. Jnananishtha here means only in this context, jnananishtha means jnana yoga. Discipline of jnana yoga, karma nishtha upaya labdhatmika sati, swatantrena purushartha hetuhu. Whereas jnana yoga becomes the means of attainment of jnanam independently, directly. Jnananishtha means jnana yoga. Purushartha hetuhu is the means of attainment of the purushartha in terms of jnanam, moksha, swatantrena independently. What does it mean? Already karma, jnana yoga is in the form of something attained through the means of karma yoga. Karma nishtha upaya labdhatmika jnana nishtha. Upaya labdhatmika means what? Jnana yoga or jnana nishtha is in the form of something attained through the means of karma yoga. Therefore, jnana yoga is independently purushartha hetuhu. To attain jnanam, jnana nishtha is, jnana yoga is enough. One does not need to combine karma yoga with jnana yoga for the attainment of jnanam. One cannot combine, need not combine karma yoga with the jnana yoga as a means of attainment of moksha or jnanam. Jnana yoga is independently, jnana yoga itself is enough for the attainment of jnanam, which is moksha. Why? Because jnana yoga is already in the form of something, discipline, which is attained as a result of going through the discipline of karma yoga. Understand? So karma yoga, karma nishtha upaya labdhatmika
sati, jnana yoga remaining in the form of that attained through the means of karma yoga. Jnana yoga is independently a means of attainment of jnanam, which is mokshaha. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, anya anapeksha. Anya anapeksha means what? There is non-requirement of karma yoga for jnana yoga. Jnana yoga does not require karma yoga to be the means of attainment of jnanam, which is mokshaha. Anya anapeksha means what? Anyasya karma yogasya apeksha nasti. Jnana yogasya. Jnana yoga does not have the requirement of combining karma yoga with the jnana yoga. Jnana yoga is independently a means of attainment of jnanam. Anya anapeksha iti yetam artham pradarshayishyan. So, clearly revealing this fact, Bhagavan presented the four contents of the fourth verse. Understand now? Very clear? So the two disciplines, Bhagavan prescribed two disciplines, Karmanishta, Jnananishta, known as Karma Yogaha, Jnana Yogaha. And both disciplines are opposed to each other. Both have to be followed by people of two different mental makeups. Therefore, they cannot be combined. They cannot be followed by one person simultaneously. Therefore, it is possible for a person to have the doubt that both are recommended by Bhagavan, both must be having the status of being the means of attainment of the goal, jnanam, the mokshaha, independently. So people may think, okay, people who are not yet ready for the attainment of jnanam, people who are not yet ready for the jnana yoga, they can follow the discipline of karma yoga, they can attain jnanam and moksha without going to the discipline of karma yoga, jnana yoga. And some people may think what? Okay, without going through karma yoga, directly, like Arjuna is thinking, jnana yoga is the discipline meant for the attainment of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Then why should Bhagavan expect me to do karma? Then one can, people can think, let me give up the discipline. I prefer follow the discipline of jnana yoga. People cannot choose to follow the discipline. I want to follow this discipline. The disciplines, both disciplines must be followed in keeping with one's mental preparation. One cannot choose by one's desire. The choice is based on one's mental preparation, not based on one's desire. Understand? What it means is, we are going to see very beautifully later on, Bhagavan is going to explain. See, one must have one must go through the discipline of karma yoga. That is the only way a person can have firm mukshutvam, firm desire for moksha. And all the disciplines mastery over one's thoughts, mastery over one's sense organs, disciplines are all possible.
Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, all these a person, all these disciplines a person can have easily only by living a life of Karma Yoga. Because Karma Yoga is governed by life of Dharma. Karma Yoga means living the life governed by Dharma. Again, a person must have also, this should result in what? Viveka. Discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. When that viveka is there, the dispassion towards artha, kama, dharmas must be born of understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent. Without viveka, vairagyam is not possible. Vairagyam is a very, very important discipline. So all these viveka, vairagyam, shamala shakka sampatti, even tira mukshutam, all are possible. Only if a person goes through properly a life of a discipline of Karma Yoga. Either in this Janma or in previous Janma, one must have lived a life of Karma Yoga in order to have that mental disposition to be eligible to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Therefore, Jnana Yoga Nishta itself is in the form of something just which attained as a result of living the discipline of Karma Yoga. Okay. Karma Yoga can only contribute for mental preparedness. It is the Jnana Yoga, and the person goes through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, it will bless the person with attainment of Jnanam, which is Mokshaha. So between these two disciplines, there is no choice. Both have to be followed. One must have gone through the discipline of Karma Yoga, at least in previous Janma or other, so that he must have been born already as a prepared minded in order to be inclined for going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Otherwise, one has to go through the discipline of Karma Yoga in this Janma before one enters into the discipline of Jnana Yoga, the preparedness. There's no choice between the two. So Karma Yoga is dependent on Jnana Yoga to have the status of being an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Karma Yoga by itself cannot remove ignorance, cannot be an indirectly a means of attainment of Jnanam. Whereas Jnana Yoga does not require the Karma Yoga support. Already Jnana Yoga itself is already what? Is something which has the possibility of being followed as a result of being prepared by the Karma Yoga. Therefore, Jnana Yoga is directly, independently a means of attainment of the Purushartha, the Jnanam, which is Mokshaha. So, this must be very clear. Etad artham pradarshayishyan, bringing this fact to light. Etad artham pradarshayishyan, bringing this fact to light, Bhagavan presented the teaching in the fourth verse. Is it clear now? The two different reasons given by Shankara Bhagavatpada why Bhagavan presented the teaching in what he presented in the fourth verse. So, Nakarmanamanarambhat Naishkarmyam Purushoshnute Nacha sanyasana deva siddhim samadhi gacchati. See, I tell you, the bhashyam on this was very beautiful bhashyam. And I remember how Pujya Swamiji, how much he loved this part. See, karmanam arambaha means what? Beginning of actions. Commencement of actions. Commencement of actions means what? Commencement of secular mundane activities. Commencement of
sacred religious activities, rituals. Karmanam arambaha, anarambaha, non-commencement, non-beginning of actions, rituals. So, Shankaracharya says here, na karmanam anarambhat, aprarambhat, arambaha, prarambaha mean the same. Anarambhat is equal to aprarambhat. Due to the non-commencement, non-beginning of karmas, karmanam anarambhat, karmanam aprarambhat. Karmanam means what? Kriyanam. Kriyanam means what? Kriya, karma mean the same. Kriya is a stilinga shabda. Karma is a napusakalinga shabda. That's the only difference. Karmanam of actions. Kriyanam of actions. Which actions? He makes it very yajnadinam. Yajnadinam means what? So non-commencement of all actions include such as even performance of rituals, etc. So non-commencement implies what? Non-performance. Non-commencement of actions, non-beginning of actions in terms of performance of rituals, etc. means non-performance of actions. Non-performance of fire rituals, yajna, etc. Iha. Iha means what? Iha here means janmani. Iha janmani. Janmantareva. Iha janmani. Janmantareva. Anushthitanam. Now the beautiful description of karmas. So karma here means yajnadinam, when he says fire rituals, etc., means all one's duties performed with the proper attitude, the commitment to dharma becomes converted into a preparatory discipline known as karma yoga. Therefore, a person who lives life karma yoga is the one who involves himself in five forms of worship, known as Pancha Mahayajnaha. A person who lives a life of karma yoga is a person of Pancha Mahayajnaha. If you consciously live a life of karma yoga, then you become a person involved in fivefold worship. The whole life becomes worship. Everything you do, a person does, becomes worship. So what a Pancha Mahayajnaha? I do not want to enumerate now. I can simply mention. Brahma Yajnaha. Study of the Shastram first I mention. Now why? Study of the Shastram alone repeatedly reminds you of the importance of Dharma. Reminds you of your goal of life. Reminds you of preparing your mind for jnanam. Attainment of jnanam. And reminds you of the importance of living a life of dharma. Study of the Shastram repeatedly reminds a person of the connection between mental preparation, the living a life of dharma, and mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. Please remember, very important, Brahma Yajnaha or Rishi Yajnaha means studying the Shastram itself is, I'm not going ahead, okay, I'm stopping here. Karmani, Karmanam Anarambhat means non-performance of karmas, means what now, which karma, what are the karmas here? Panchamaha Yajnaha. Panchamaha Yajnaha means what? All Nitya karmas, Naimittika karmas, isn't it? Doing all those, doing one's duties properly. Living a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga, if a person does not live a life of karma yoga, does not live a life of worship,
then what will be the consequence that we'll see later on. So what are those Panchamahayagyas? Brahma Yajna, Rishi Yajna is a very important one. Studying the Shastram itself is worship, a form of worship. Because Shastra study alone helps a person remember consciously always of the goal and the means of attainment of goal, attaining the goal. And Shastra study reminds a person of the living a life of importance of living a life of dharma and the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnana, the connection. Shastra study constantly reminds you of the connection between living a life of dharma and the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnana. Therefore, Brahma Yajna is a very important one. Studying the Shastra itself is worship. Don't take this Shastra study for granted. Now we are all in the puja only. It's a worship. Brahma Yajna. Then Brahma Yajna. Then Deva Yajna. And every day worship. Every day expressing our thanks to Bhagavan in the form of devatas for all that we are blessed with. Expression of gratitude to Bhagavan is in the form of worshipping devatas, nitya deva yajna. That is how we can remain constantly associated with Bhagavan through this act of worshipping. So deva yajna. Then manushya yajna. So doing the needful with the presence of mind, in keeping, you know, in keep the need of the hour. So doing the whatever is possible within one's limit for one's own fellow beings. Don't need to go out of the way to do things. So manushya yajna. So even living a life of consciously, a dharma itself is what? Manushya yajna. Where do not disturb the order means you are contributing for the welfare of others also. So manushya yajna. Then bhuta yajna. Bhuta yajna, not only you are conscious of the human, fellow human beings, we are very, very, very conscious of all other living beings around us. We try our best not to do any harm to other beings. We can do what is possible for their well-being also. That is Bhuta Yajna. Then Pitru Yajna. No, Naimittika Karma is Pitru Yajna. Okay. This remembering ancestors. Remembering grandparents, the departed parents, or the grandparents, and the ancestors, even our sages, even our elders, and always paying homage, expressing our gratitude to them, form of worship. So, Amavasyadi Tarpanam, and then Varshika Shraddham, Masiki Titi, Varshiki Titi, etc. We have certain rituals. Okay. So, Pitru Yajna, or ancestral worship. So all these, a person of Karma Yoga is a person of Panchamahayajna. And these, by not performing these Panchamahayajnas, not performing these Panchamahayajnas, means not living a life of Karma Yoga is equal to non-performance of actions. Or simply giving up everything, okay? This is what is meant by this expression, non-performance of one's activities, nitya karmas, naimittika karmas, such as rituals, etc. Yes, the meaning. By that, purushaha naishkarmam na ashnute. Simply giving up non-performance does not take a person any distance from where he is. A person does not attain actionlessness, attain moksha. I'll explain the word naishkarmam later on. Come back to the Vishu point now. Now, what are those karmas again? Iha janmani janmantareva anushthitanam upatta durita kshaya hetutvena. Very beautiful. See, if I live a life of Panchamahayajnas in this life, If I live life karma yoga now, if I consciously, thoughtfully do my duties, nitya karmas and naimittika karmas properly, if I involve myself in my regular duties, what will be the benefit? It is said, iha janmani janmantareva anushthitanam. So those karmas practiced in this janma or even in the previous janmas. If a person lived a life panchamaha yajnas in his previous life, a person lived a life of karma yoga in his previous life, or if a person lives a life of karma yoga in this life, living a life of karma yoga means choicelessly doing one's nitya naimittika karmas in conformity with dharma. That's all. So janmani janmantreva anushtitanam upata duritta kshaya hetutvena. Panchamaha yajnas, when practiced in the previous janma or in this janma, they have the status of being the new, they are capable, they have the status of being the cause of neutralizing the acquired, already acquired papams. Upata duritta kshaya hetutvam asti karmanam. See, what is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga? People ask, please remember here. If a person lives a life of karma yoga, he performs his nitya naimittika karmas. If a person lives a life of the follows the panchamaha yajnas, the benefit is, it is possible for one to neutralize all ready accumulated papams. Upatta means acquired, accumulated. Durita means papam. Durita kshaya hetutvena. So karma yoga has the upatta durita kshaya hetutvam. Having the status of being the means of neutralizing the already accumulated, knowingly or unknowingly accumulated papams, undesirable results of wrong actions. We cannot say, I don't have any papam at all in my account. If we don't have papam, we would not have been born here. All of us being born in the world, this world, we all have punyam. Definitely we have punyam. That's why we have a human body. We do have papam also. That is why we are born here. Human beings are punyam papam mishraha. Punya Swamiji used to make fun of us. The human beings are punyam papam mishraha. All human beings have a mixture of both punyam and papam. We, if only punyam a person has, then a person wouldn't have been born in this world of human beings. He would have been a devata somewhere in higher loka. But only papam also, he would not have got this human shariram. Every human being is a mixture of punya papam. Therefore what? The human being alone can... You make use of his willpower, make use of his knowledge of right and wrong, live a life of karma yoga, so he can perform his nitya naimittika karmas. It means he can live a life of panchamaha yajnas. Why? All these karmas, panchamaha yajnas, have the status of being the means of neutralizing already knowingly, unknowingly accumulated papam. Okay. If already accumulated papam becomes utilized, what is the benefit? That is how we have sattva shuddhi karanam. Sattva shuddhi karananam. All these karmas become the means of mental purification. Sattva Shuddhi Karananam. So living a life of Karma Yoga means performing non-sitta naimittika karmas, such as rituals also, which means living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas. And these karmas, these Panchamaha Yajnas, become the means of attainment of mental purification. Sattva Shuddhi Karanani Karmani. Sattva Shuddhi Karananam. How do they contribute for mental purification? Let me explain this. What is mental purification? Mental purification means having the mind free from impurities. Kamaha, krodaha, lobaha, mohaha, madaha, matsaryam. Six enemies. A set of six enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryadi, shatravaha. Enemies. If the mind of a person is free from these sixfold enemies, then that person is Mahatma. He is absolutely pure-minded. Absolute mental purification is possible only if a person has jnanam. Jnani alone is absolutely pure-minded. Unless and until we attain jnanam, there is no way of attaining absolute mental purification. Shuddha antahkarana, paripurna shuddha antahkarana jnani. Jnani is the person of absolute mental purity. But until jnanam, for a person to attain jnanam, one has to go through discipline of jnana yoga. And to be eligible to go through discipline of jnana yoga, to have clear understanding and to have the understanding, to ascertain clear understanding also, one must have adequate mental purification. One must have mental purity and steadiness. Antakarna Shuddhi. And that Antakarna Shuddhi means what? Being relative mental purification is nothing but being able to manage one's emotions. Capability or capacity to manage one's emotions is said to be mental purification. And being able to manage one's emotions means being able to manage one's thoughts. So thought management, emotion management, is self-management is said to be what? Chatta Shuddhi, Chitta Shuddhi. How is it possible for one to manage one's emotions, thoughts? Only if a person has neutralized one's already accumulated papa. See, neutralizing one's already accumulated papam, knowingly, unknowingly, whatever papam has been accumulated by a person in this janma or in previous janma, those papams have to be neutralized in order to be capable of managing one's emotions. Understand? Emotions, thereby one can become eligible for attainment of, eligible to go through discipline of jnana yoga. It is not possible for a person to have vairagyam at all. It is not possible to have viveka at all. It is not at all possible to have, you know, chamaha, damaha, etc. Isn't it not possible? Therefore, sattva shuddhi, sattva shuddhi karanam karma, sattva shuddhi karanani karma. So all the actions can't become the cause, the means of attainment of mental purification. How? Not directly. See, all the karmas, when the karma, all the nityanimittika, performance of nityanimittika karmas, living alive panchamaha yogyas, panchamaha yajnas, contribute for neutralizing already accumulated papams. Thereby, a person becomes capable of managing one's emotions, living a life of dharma. Understand? How important it is. Why Shastram? Why we are told from childhood, do this well, do this perfectly, do this night. You know, so much of emphasis on dharma. Therefore, upatta duritta kshaya hetutvam asti karmanam ataha sattva shuddhi karanam bhavat karanani bhavanti karmani. So upatta duritta kshaya hetutvena hattva shuddhi karananam. Thereby, as a means of attainment of mental purification, karmas indirectly contribute for the attainment of jnana. Understand? Such a big explanation. So, what do we say? Iha janmani janmantareva anushthitanam upatta durittakshaya hetutvena sattva shuddhi karananam tat karanatvena cha jnana utpatti dvarena jnana nishtha hetunam. This is how the karma, living a life of karma yoga, performance of nityanimittika karmas, otherwise living a life of panchamaha yajnas becomes the cause, becomes the means of eligibility for entering into the discipline of, or following the discipline of jnana yoga. Jnana nishtha hetavaha bhavanti karmani. Jnana nishtha hetuna means what? All the karmas performed become the means of becoming eligible for following the discipline of jnana yoga. Jnana utpatti dvarena. Through the rise of the knowledge. So knowledge rises. How does jnana utpatti katam bhavati? Knowledge rises. As a result of having pure mind. Mental purification means where a person consciously is capable of managing one's emotions. As a result of having mental purity, jnanam rises. Mental purification happens only when the papams become neutralized. Got enough? Previously accumulated papams have to be neutralized. The previously accumulated papams become neutralized, then the mental purification is possible. Managing the emotions will be possible. As a result of managing emotions, as a result of mental purification, then knowledge can rise. This is how karma becomes an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, because karma contributes for the mental preparation required for following the discipline of jnana yoga.
So jnana nishtha hetu nam.
Okay. Itya, no, here in this context, Shankara Bhagavatpada presents a very beautiful quote from Shanti Parva Mahabharatam. Jnana mutpadyate pumsam kshayat papasya karmanah. Very beautiful. There's not even a fraction of second Bhagavad Swarupam, Paramatma Swarupam is away from us. All the time, when you say Aham, Bhagavan is, Paramatma Swarupam is very much there as the very truth of Aham. Non-distensibly, non-distantly, very closely as one's own Swarupam, as the nearest self, the truth is always there. Still, truth does not become revealed to us. Because jnanam does not rise, what is the reason? What is it which blocks the knowledge from rising? It is the papam. Pratibandhaha. There are many, many blocks. What is the blocking there? The pratibandhaha. The block. What is that which blocks? Which stops, prevents the jnanam from rising? It is the papam. Parabdha papam. Isn't it? Parabdha papam. So, karma yoga does not undo the all papams. It removes the parabdha papam. Neutralizes the parabdha papam. Therefore, jnanam utpadyate pumsam, knowledge rises for people when papasya karmanaha kshayat. Papasya karmanaha kshayat. As a result of the neutralization or the removal of papa karma, knowledge rises for people. Jnanam utpadyate. So, jnanam rises. For jnana utpatti, all that you need is you have to neutralize the papa karma. The papa karmas are neutralized means papams have become neutralized. Papasya karmanaha means what? The ill effects of wrong actions. The ill effects of wrong actions accumulated in this janma and the previous janma, when they become neutralized, through the neutralization of the ill effects of wrong actions, especially prarabdha karma, then a person becomes mentally pure. Thereby, knowledge rises. Pratibandhas become removed and the knowledge rises. Ityadi smaranathu anarambhathu ananushthanathu. Okay. By not performing. So, ananushthanat, anarambhat means what? As a result of non-performance of actions. A result of non-performance of one's duties. A result of non-performance of nitya karma, such as rituals, etc. I mean, as a result of not living a life of Panchamahayajnas, a person does not attain Naishkarmyam. This is what is actually I'm going to explain later on. But here, the beautiful thing is, what you understand from here in this one paragraph. It's very, very important for a person to go through a life of karma yoga, go to discipline of karma yoga.
So living a life karma yoga means doing consciously one's nityanaimittika karmas. Doing one's conscious nityanaimittika karmas means not giving up one's duties of worship, etc. Yajnani rituals, etc. Which means consciously living a life of panchamaha yajnas. If a person performs, what will be the benefit? That is said here. Only if a person lives a life of karma yoga, he performs his nityanaimittika karmas, person lives the life of panchamaha yajnas, it is possible for one to neutralize unknowingly or unknowingly accumulated prarabdha papam. Only if a person can neutralize one's prarabdha papam, then one will be capable of managing one's emotions by living a life of dharma. So living a life of dharma itself is what? Living a life of dharma, living a life of karma yoga means living a life of karma dharma. That is how one will be capable of managing one's emotions. As a result of which, tatkaranatvena, as a result of which, as a result of having mental purification, being capable of managing one's emotions, knowledge rises. Thereby, jnana utpatti dvarena, as it contributes for the rising of knowledge, therefore, karma becomes the means of eligibility, attainment of eligibility for following the discipline of jnana yoga. That is how knowledge rises. When a person, karma yoga becomes the means of attainment of eligibility to follow the discipline of jnana yoga, thereby one can attain jnanam, thereby it contributes for the attainment of jnanam indirectly. Otherwise, non-performance of actions does not take a person any distance from where he is. Means what? There is no way of attaining naishkaramyam. And what is naishkaramyam? Purushaha naishkaramyam na ashnute. Naishkaramyam is a noun form of nishkarma. Nishkarma is actionless adjective. Naishkaramyam, actionlessness, noun. Noun, actionlessness is the swarupam of the Atma, swarupam of the reality. Therefore, swarupam of one's own self. Actionlessness one cannot attain, one has to discover. So discovering one's own self, one's own essential nature is discovering actionlessness. Discovering actionlessness is discovering freedom. Therefore, attainment of moksha in terms of discovery is actually in terms of discovery of actionlessness being one's own nature, as nature of reality. And that is possible only if jnanam rises. One has to attain jnanam, one has to discover one's own self in order to discover one's nature being actionlessness, which is discovery of freedom. So in order to discover one's own self, one must be eligible. One must have adequate mental purification, mental steadiness. Mental purification, mental steadiness will be possible if a person is capable of managing one's emotions, for which one has to neutralize, one has to remove all the pratibandhas. To remove the pratibandhas, one has to neutralize the papam. To neutralize the papam, one has to choicelessly live a life of karma yoga. Understand?
This is the meaning of the first sentence. I will continue tomorrow. It's all right. If you have any doubts, please ask me. Second line will go tomorrow. We'll do tomorrow. So, kimartam karma. Now understand why puja, why worship, why Bhagavad Smaranam, why japa, why all these disciplines. Nitya karma anushtanam. Never ever undermine, underestimate the rituals. Never ever undermine, underestimate our duties. See, performing a ritual, worship is of nitya karma. And then not only deva yajna. You know, if you live life of karma yoga means you are contributing for the well-being of the other people also, other fellow beings, fellow human beings, also other living creatures. We do not take anything for granted. For us, every life in this world is as significant as our own life. That is how a life of karma yogi, karma yoga can be. So that's why living a life of karma yoga itself is a life of tapas. Tomorrow it will become much clearer for you when I move on to the next sentence. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. It's a long sentence, the long compounds. I didn't want to read it, all the things to make it confusing. So I just give you the essence. We'll take care of the grammar, everything next class. Om.
Swaminiji.
Yeah.
We said Janmani Janmantare. So yeah. Does that mean in this life and the next other lives?
No, Janmantare in the previous life here. Because already Upatha. See, what is going to be earned in future, we're not thinking about. Janmani Janmantreva Upatha. Upatha is a past passive participle. Therefore, it must mean only in this life and the life before. Janmantra means another life. Another life, not the following life, the previous life. Janmani Janmantreva Upatha Duritani. We have, see, Janmani Janmantreva Bahuni Papani Upatani. And all those upatani papani have to be neutralized. Duritanam durita upatani duritani, they had to be kshaya, they had to be neutralized. So durita kshayartani karmani. So all karmas, everything we do, that is why we may be very, very consciously doing things. Depending upon your mental condition, you know how your mind is. Accordingly, we know. See, if anything is obstructing, what is that which obstructing the knowledge from rising? It is the pratibandha. There are pratibandhas. There are obstacles. There are blockages. What is which blocking here? Our own paradha papam. The paradha papam had to be neutralized. Paradha papams have to be neutralized. For which? That is how sattva shuddhi is possible. Sattva Shuddhi, you need Sattva Shuddhi for rising of Jnanam. For Sattva Shuddhi, you need to utilize your Papa Karma. For utilizing Papa Karma, you must live a worshipful life, which is life of Karma Yoga, which means you must do your duties.
Just what does Upatha mean?
Upatha. Upatha is accumulated, acquired, earned. Upatha means earned, sampadita. That is the meaning.
Thank you.
See, every time you do puja, any puja you do, whether it is Krishna Jayanti puja, time puja, or Ramanavami puja, Navaratri puja, any time, any puja you do, Ganapati puja, any puja you do, Enuhamayam, the sankalpa is what? Upatha durita kshaya dwara. Abhishta Siddhyartham. No? So whatever Siddhi, for the purpose of accomplishing anything, you may Vivaha Siddhyartham,
ஆர் புத்திர பிராப்தியர்த்தம் ஆர் எனி திங் ஆர் தன பிராப்தியர்த்தம் அபீஷ சித்தியர்த்தம் ரோக நிவாரணார்த்தம் ஃபார் எனி வாட் எவர் இஸ் தி பர்பஸ் ஃபார் விச் யூ ஆர் டூயிங் தி பூஜா ஆர் ஹத சதுஷ்ட ஆர் யூ கேன் சே ஃபார் எனி பூஜா யூ டூ ஃபார் அக்காம்ப்ளிஷிங் எனி ஈவன் இட்ஸ் காமிய கர்மா accomplishment of the fulfillment of any desire also is possible only if new papams become neutralized. That is why upata durita kshaya dwara abhishta siddhyartham pujam karomi karishye. I shall do this puja for accomplishing these ends. How? By neutralizing the papam. How? By pleasing parameshwara. Parameshwara prityartham. You have to please Bhagavan. Parameshwara has to be pleased. Parameshwara will be pleased only if you live a life of Kardharma. I told you this, I think yesterday's class. You can be Bhagavan's friend if you live a life of Dharma. You know, you can be Bhagavan's Bhakta if you aspire for Bhagavan's Jnanam. Bhagavan said that to Arjuna, you are my friend, you are my devotee, therefore I am teaching you this secret. In the fourth chapter he tells, Mat bhaktaha mat sakha bhaktosi me sakha cheti yetat uttam rahasyam maya proktaha yogaha yam yogaha. This teaching has been imparted to you Arjuna because you are my friend and you are my devotee. Who is the devotee, real devotee? The one who is desperately aspiring for Bhagavad Sakshatkara, aspiring for knowledge of the truth. Jignyasa Bhaktaha is a Bhaktaha, real Bhakta. And one who strictly lives a life of Dharma is Bhagavan's friend. That is how can you earn Bhagavan. Parameshwara Prityartham. So Duritakshaya Dwara, Parameshwara Prityartham. We say pujam karomi, pujam karishye. That's why durittakshaya, kshaya is very important. Our durittakshaya, you have no choice. You have to live strictly a life of, a worshipful life, a life of panchamaha yajnas, a life of karma yoga. And you have to do all your duties. It's a mitika karmani. There's no choice.
Swamiji, one question.
Yeah.
Is there relevance to the second chapter, Svalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat?
Yeah. Svalpam Asya Dharmasya Svalpamapi means what? Even if a person started following this like discipline of Karma Yoga, Asya Dharmasya Svalpamapi, at some stage of his life, a person starts, immediately some awakening comes, understanding comes. He knows the importance of Dharma. Then strictly a person lives a life of Karma Yoga. Swalpam, even at least for a long, short time, strictly a person lives a life of Karma Yoga. Definitely that living a life of Karma Yoga, doing one's duties in conformity with Dharma, with the proper attitude, in due course of time, definitely will contribute for neutralizing the papam, parabdha papam. Thereby, it will contribute for mental purification, management, the capacity to manage one's emotions, and with intellectual sharpness and emotional stability. Thereby, indirectly, it will contribute for the attainment of jnanam. Thereby, it will protect a person from the great fear of samsara. Great fear of samsara means great fear of death, great fear of samsara. See, being born in this world, being in samsara, there's always fear. There's never a time you're absolutely free from fear. Fear, insecurity, anxiety is always there. That's why it is said. In fact, there's a glorification of karma yoga there. Asya dharmasya swalpam api mahataha bhayat trayate. It's a praise of karma yoga. So Bhagavan here explains karmanam anarambhat kimartam naishkarmyam purushaha na ashnute. Karmanam anarambhat purushasya anarambhat purushasya upatta durittakshayam
न भवति उपात दुरित क्षय क्षयेन विना अंतकरण शुद्धि न सिद्ध्यति अंतकरण शुद्धिं विना ज्ञानं न उत्पद्यते therefore नैष्कर्म्यं न अश्नुते this is the order tomorrow I'll explain this ओम शांति 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 ही